You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Chris Riegel, the CEO of Scala.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. This is the Scala Report. And transforming retail spaces anywhere right now is on the mind of everyone because we have a disappointment in the GDP of the quarter just concluded, July-September of 2021, reporting an annual rate of 2%. A surprise, and then at the same time, immediately, the explanations, including supply shortages. Here it goes. Hampered by rising COVID-19 cases and persistent supply shortages, the U.S. economy slowed to a weaker-than-expected 2% annual rate in the July-September period. That marks the weakest quarterly growth since the recovery from the pandemic recession begun last year. And if that was not upsetting enough, we have this from Food and Wine magazine. How to plan for Thanksgiving turkey shortage. According to chefs, disruptions in the supply chain will likely lead to a shortage of turkeys this Thanksgiving. Consider these five main dish alternatives without turkey. Chris, we see in the iPhone doesn't have enough chips and when there's not enough turkeys for our tables. Now, you have been early on this call when you first picked up the spike in prices of containers coming from East Asia to the United States. However, that's months ago, and still we have no explanation that anybody's settled on for what is continuing this shortage. It wasn't just the materials coming from China. It's now turkeys and all manner of food. Is there one explanation that makes more sense to you than any other? Good evening to you, Chris.
Good evening, John. I think the best explanation would be over the course of the last 20 years, 30 years, and across multiple administrations, we have had a very poor industrial policy. And as the U.S. has moved to outsource production of many, many things to China, we are now sowing what we reap. A la, if we cannot make product in the United States or dependent on supply chains that are stretched over great distances with many choke points, this is what will happen. So obviously you don't grow turkeys in China for U.S. consumption, but the packaging, whether it be boxes, materials, tags, other things, a lot of that being gummed up in this great armada of container ships sitting off the coast of Long Beach in Los Angeles, unable to unload, unable to get that product for all the materials surrounding that into port, is causing all these backups. And you're seeing in the very poor GDP number what we predicted in dialogue many, many months ago, which is if you cannot get chips to build cars, you cannot sell cars. So big material items, cars, HVAC systems, kitchen systems, industrial systems that might require a $10 or $12 chip are not able to be produced, and that's hammering the U.S. economy.
Is there a connection, Chris, between the supply shortages that we can see on the docks in California or in the stores routinely, and this, rising prices, especially for gasoline, food, rent, and other staples, are imposing a burden on American consumers and eroding the benefits of higher wages? Do we go from supply chain shortage, and is that a cause or is that a symptom of what you said was the lack of manufacturing policy? But at the same time, we're recovering from a pandemic. There's no easy model for this. I'm just wondering, not especially to someone to blame. I'm looking for a way out of this, because each week when we point out what's going wrong, it seems to get deeper or more gloomy than it did the week before.
You really have two things going on. So the challenges in the supply chain across multiple different categories and multiple different products are causing a spiraling inflation, whether that be in the actual goods, the shortages of goods, the costs directly increasing. Secondarily, it's the great resignation. So the number of people leaving the workforce continues stunningly high number, and the number of people that are not participating. So whether that is unloading of ships, transporting of goods with truck drivers or others, retail staffing to be able to get the product onto shelves, you're kind of getting hit with this double whammy of both increased cost on material and increased cost and scarcity of labor that is driving to that stagflation problem that's haunted us back in the 70s, but maybe raising its ugly head again.
I'm looking for a way out. And the puzzle is, let's start at the high end. Turkeys we can satisfy, I understand, and other recipes are one way to adapt. But the chips, that seems to be a centerpiece, consistent centerpiece of a problem. I note that Volkswagen is saying without chips, we sold, and then there's some fantastic number, more than a million fewer vehicles in these last days. We have General Motors and Ford both pointing to the lack of chips. Now we have anxiety about Apple, about all manner. It's as if our economy lives on silicon chips. Is there a way out of that, Chris? Or do we, I note that Intel is going to invest some, I think, nearly $30 billion in building chip factories because it wants to participate in the worldwide hunger for chips. Is it that we have to reorganize ourselves and take years before we do the chips again, or can we find a way out before, say, 2025?
There is absolutely no magic wand to this problem. A modern chip fab can cost between $7 and $10 billion to put up and take between 3 to 5 years. So when Intel might say, I'm going to spend $30 or $50 billion, that's great, but that's three factories plus or minus. Intel, TSMC, a number of the fab companies are building new facilities, but you will not see them online until 2025. And we have to look towards solutions shorter term to try to speed this up. You've also had secondary disruptions that are going on, whether that be the lack, the industrial policy now in China of having power off several days a week will further cause difficulties. And then the earthquake that hit Taipei and Taiwan earlier this week, there just continue to be challenge after challenge after challenge facing this market in semiconductor.
Is it possible that America is going to rise above this because of our consumer class, our ability to adapt? In other words, I'm looking for the success we had early on in the pandemic recovery, accelerating much faster than Europe, which remained either locked down or confused about vaccines. And certainly we see that the damage that's been done to the economy in Australia because of the lockdowns. We're no longer locked down. In fact, I'm hearing anecdotes about people getting dates to go back to the office. Admittedly, it'll be a hybrid mix of some days in, some days out. But is our consumer talent going to allow us to avoid that long wait for when the supply chain recovers itself?
The straight answer is no, because within the consumer, and the consumer is well-heeled, is very liquid at the moment as housing prices and the stock market have continued to increase. So the consumer has cash, but they do not have product to be able to buy to spend that cash on. Airports are refilling, travel is getting busy again, but the hard goods, because of the dependency in many, many areas on microchips, that is going to be a long slog, 2, 3, 4 years for that to heal to the point that things return to normal.
I'm wondering, you mentioned airlines. Now we hear in Volkswagens, we hear in cars that are rolling off the GM line, electric vehicles. But do you expect that chip shortage to eventually get to big ticket items like airplanes and ocean liners?
It's easier for a Boeing or an Airbus to pay 10 or 20 times for a microchip what they should. Same thing on a Ford F-150. If Ford is having to pay $200 for a chip they would normally pay $10 for, that just translates into cost. So the larger, heavier ticket items are always first in line. Where this will likely have more and more impacts will be on the lower cost consumer commodity, consumer electronics products, your washing machines, your televisions, your smartphones and others that will become increasingly difficult to get because they're down the food and value chain within that marketplace and will not get the place in line, nor can they afford to uppay as some of the big durable goods can.
Chris Riegel is the CEO of Scala.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. There's a turkey shortage. There's a chip shortage. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.